John Eichholt will be the next athletic director of the University of Nebraska. Eichhorst, excuse me. He is currently the athletic director at the University of Miami. He resigned today. Will be in Lincoln on Tuesday. I was surprised and delighted to be able to find in this search an individual that had all of the sets of experiences and talents that the University of Nebraska needs, and also has the characteristics and admiration and respect for the culture of Nebraska, the great success that we've had in athletics, and is anxious to carry on that culture and tradition here. You've pushed this announcement a little quicker than we had hoped, but nonetheless, delighted to do it. Unfortunately, he is not obviously in town because of this escalation, but we will introduce him publicly next Tuesday at a press conference at 11 o'clock. Let me say, this is always a difficult search process when you're talking about a position as visible and as has as much public interest as this one does. I think Nebraska is an athletic program that deserves the very best and can attract the very best from around the country. I think that in order to do that, however, that you have to do a process that is more private than I would normally like, that respects the confidential nature of the engagements with candidates. And if you really expect to look at candidates who are currently athletic directors at prestigious places, you have to do it in private. And particularly athletic directors who are happy in the jobs that they are. And I have no reason to believe that Sean was unhappy at Miami, but he saw this as an attractive opportunity to get back to the Midwest and to get back to the Big Ten. In any event, as I indicated before, the process started in early September when, after Tom alerted me that he is of his intention to retire. I engaged a search consultant, that as I've told you. We reviewed a number of potential candidates, most of them outside, but some internal candidates. We narrowed the field to a few. I interviewed two. Obviously, Sean is one of those, and made the offer, and it was accepted last night. Left to my own devices, in a perfect world, I would have benefited from the opportunity of reaching out to a lot of people to get advice, to have them interview multiple candidates, to engage with them in a public setting, to do all the kinds of things that we traditionally do on the academic side of the institution. Unfortunately, again, that can't be done in these kinds of searches. I engaged with a set of advisors. I believe we've distributed the list. I want to make it clear what role those advisors had. They did not interview the candidates. They did not know about which candidate was selected until earlier today. But they did engage with us in terms of the credentials that were desirable in a candidate, the sets of experiences that were desirable, the kinds of things that they thought our athletic department needed, kinds of characteristics and things that they would want me to look for. And we have a document that more or less provides you with the advice that I was given. I think when you look at that document, you will discover that there is a common thread that runs through them. And I believe that Sean meets those criteria in a remarkable way. Here's a guy that grew up in the Midwest, was educated in the Midwest, was professionally developed in the Midwest under a mentor who has a passion for Nebraska athletics, Barry Alvarez. He has a passion for it except on a few hours on Saturdays. He's had a broad range of experience of the kinds of things that an athletic director in a modern athletic department has to deal with. But the thing that pushed, I think he understands the culture, I think he respects the culture. The thing that convinced me, if you want to know the one anecdote, was that I asked him how, if he were here 5 years from now, I would be able to measure his success. And his response was that if the coaches and the student athletes have been successful and nobody knows my name, it'll be a success. The athletic department is all about the success of coaches and student athletes. So I am again, just very excited that we're able to do this. I know there are people close to the department who are no doubt disappointed that they weren't able to participate in a more direct and intimate way in this selection. If I'd have been in doubt and had multiple candidates that I thought met our criteria, I probably would have tried, if I could have, to broaden the pool of people that engage with the candidates, but this was so clear and so compelling to me that I thought it was the right appointment for Nebraska at this time. So with that, I'd be happy to answer any questions you might have.
Chancellor, you mentioned that you got every indication he's happy with his job. There's the NCAA's on the verge of taking some action at Miami. I mean, did that come up in your discussions with him? And was it possible you'd like to try to kind of maybe get out of that situation?
Well, it's probably not a situation that anyone would like to be in. It did come up in our conversations. I mean, part of it was that I think everyone's view is that he was surprised by it when he got there, that he responded in the way that I think we would want had a similar circumstance arise here, but we hope it doesn't. It's part of why looking at a person who has been in that role is helpful, because you can see how they respond in difficult circumstances. But I don't think you enter the profession of being an athletic director without the assumption that you're going to deal with some pretty interesting and pretty difficult circumstances.
To what extent was Tom Osborne involved in the process?
He was involved, but I would guess is one of those who's disappointed that he wasn't more directly involved. I've certainly interacted with Tom over the course of the last month or two about the athletic director search. I've kept him informed. We've talked about some of the issues that the next athletic director would need to address. He was the first and one of two individuals who I told last week that I was considering Sean. I did that and invited him to talk to Barry Alvarez when Barry was down here last weekend. So I thought Tom would have a better, has certainly a longer term relationship with Barry than I do, and would be able to get Barry's reaction. Tom reported to me that Barry was high on Sean and recommended him. It's an unusual circumstance, I'll be very honest with you. Tom Osborne is an icon, has built this department, is extraordinarily well respected around the state, probably synonymous with Husker athletics. At the same time, my belief is that incumbents shouldn't be too intimately involved in the selection of their successor. I would not intend to interview successors to my position. I did not do it when I left the deanship. It is a very awkward circumstance to put anybody in. As it worked out, he did not interview. I suspect, you know, I'm speculating now, I suspect if I'd have been in a circumstance where I had two or three candidates and there was a nuanced difference between them and I was troubled and uneasy about it selecting, I would have tried again to reach out and had more people participate. But in this circumstance, for me, the selection was clear. The options were not as strong. The timing was such that we had to act quickly in order to preserve this option, and so I did so.
Harvey, the other interviewee, was it internal or external?
It was external.
Is there job one for Sean when he comes in? Is there one thing among all others that you think needs to be addressed?
No, I mean, I think the athletic department is in good hands. It's moving forward. It's got the right people. It's got the right programs. Facilities are in good shape. I don't think there's some kind of major thing that has to be handled, and I don't think that Sean believes that's true. I think his first task, as I think he acknowledges, is to learn the people in the department, to engage with them, to see what their aspirations are, to see how they want to make their contributions going forward. I think he needs to interact with the people of Nebraska and the fan base in Nebraska and become familiar with it. This is not going to be a transition in which, you know, there's a crisis and somebody's got to come in and do something dramatic. I would be surprised if drama was going to be a word characterizing the next several years. I certainly hope that's true.
He hasn't been on campus, is that correct?
Actually, he walked around campus. Miami played Kansas State, Manhattan in early September. He drove up here that Sunday, walked around the facilities, got an idea, didn't see them all, obviously couldn't get into some of them, but had a good sense of the campus, and you know, I talked to him that Sunday afternoon.
That was what the interview was?
Yes.
Harvey, why not hire somebody in the Husker family or somebody who's more closely associated with the Husker family?
Well, I did that once, as you'll recall. It's not whether you were born and raised in Nebraska. Some people seem to forget that, you know, Bo Pelini was here for 1 year. And when he was hired as football coach, head coach, everybody was great that we had in Nebraska. It's not about being in Nebraska. It's about understanding the culture of Nebraska, understanding the culture of the athletic department, to know what a Midwestern public university is about. That's very important. It's fit. It's not where you were born or where you grew up. I'm excited the fact that Sean has a number of connections to the Midwest. He grew up here, and that he's got to know about Nebraska because he spent 6 or 7 years with Barry Alvarez, who talks a lot about Nebraska. So I'm very comfortable that he knows what the circumstances are.
How much of a concern is there with longevity at Nebraska, considering Sean was only in Miami for about 18 months?
Yeah. Well, it's always a concern. You know, the way you assure yourself of having somebody for a long period of time is to hire somebody nobody else wants. And I don't believe in that. I think what you do is you find the most talented people that you can find that are willing to come. We've built into the contracts very significant financial penalties for him if he leaves. We've built in some financial advantages to him if he stays for 5 years. But, you know, beyond that, I think, you know, he's got to be successful. I'm confident he will be. And if he's accepted and everything goes forward, I think he'll be here for a long time. I'm hoping he will be. No, I didn't. And, you know, again, yes, in the best of all possible worlds you would, but you can't talk to their current boss if you're trying to preserve their job if you decide you're going to go in a different direction. So no, I did not.
Has Sean talked to Mobile yet? Do you plan on talking sometime today?
I don't know whether he has or not. I assume they will at some point soon.
How important will that relationship be for the football coach and the athletic director on the same page?
Well, of course it's important. You know, football's the financial driver to the athletic department. It's also the sport that connects Nebraskans with the athletic department more than any other. So that will be a key relationship. And I'm confident that knowing Bo as I do and knowing Sean as I do, I think that will be a very positive relationship.
In a similar vein of Coach Osborne, to what extent was Bo involved? Did you talk to him about it in recent days?
Not in recent days. I talked to him actually early. He was the second person I talked to. He's known actually about Tom's announcement before it was announced. I engaged with Bo. I asked him, told him that I would appreciate any advice he would give me about a selection of an athletic director. We talked about a couple of names. This was before I had a list of candidates. So, but people that had been floating around, should I say. He's on the list of advisors. I think the search consultant was unable to connect with Bo over the course of the last couple of weeks, so he really isn't responsible for the comments that are in the document.
What did Sean tell you that attracted him to this position?
He told me that it's because of the long history, the tradition, the success, the reputation of this program as being one that does it right, the tradition of this program of caring for student athletes beyond how they win or lose on the field or court. Academics is a very important element for him. He's a law faculty member, former law faculty member. So he understands that. He's very excited about the life skills programs that Tom has implemented and wants to pursue that. He's intrigued by the research enterprise that we're engaged in. You know, this is a great program. We all know it's a great program, and we shouldn't be surprised that it attracts a lot of people.
The athletic director's salary is going to be almost three times the chancellor's salary. What does that say about the university's priorities and growth?
You must say you got a more talented athletic director than you do a chancellor, I guess. I don't know. That's the world we live in. You're subject to a marketplace, and you either play in the marketplace or you don't play. That's what we are. So athletic salaries are higher. Here we are extraordinarily fortunate that no tax money, no tuition money, no student fee money goes into those salaries. This is all money that is generated by the athletic department. So I'm comfortable that that's a salary that's fair in relationship to his peers and to the stature of the University of Nebraska.
You're listening to Nebraska Chancellor Harvey Perelman's press conference introducing Sean Eichhorst as the new athletic director at Nebraska.
It was through negotiation. I mean, I know what his current salary is at Miami. It's a private salary, you know, because they're a private university. I would say it is very competitive. So if you were going to go in that direction, you had to do something substantial. I was attracted to his view, which I share, is that he wanted a simple contract, not one with Christmas ornaments hidden under footnotes and beyond things about this is a salary and that's what he's getting, and there isn't anything, there are no bonuses, there are no tricky gimmicks to get the salary up higher. It is what it is, and I think it's a fair salary relative to, as I've said, to his peers and the stature of this university.
What is the substantial financial penalty if he takes off?
There's two aspects of it, the penalty and the upside. The penalty is that If he should leave within the first year, he owes us $2 million, and that steps down, I think, $500,000 every year until the fifth year. So that would be his buyout, I guess, if that's how you want to frame it. And then on the upside, he has a deferred compensation plan that if he stays 4 or 5 years, he would get $750,000. If he left before then, he would forfeit it all.
How concerned are you about donors or boosters that may be upset that he didn't select an internal candidate, you know, one that they're familiar with?
Yeah. Well, you know, I've learned in this position that there are very few decisions that in which you make everyone happy. I know there are some people internal to the athletic department that were interested. I think there are individuals currently in our athletic department that have very strong potential to be an athletic director. It may well be our fault, but we have not done a good job of giving them the range of experiences and the range of opportunities to prepare them for this position. I did consider them. I thought that Sean's credentials, experience, talents were just at this point in his career the person that we needed for this position.
What does Sean do between now and January 1st when he officially takes over? Are there any specific things he can or can't do?
Well, he can't act as athletic director. Tom's going to be athletic director till January 1, and Sean will be up here October 9th as a special assistant. I think this will give him an opportunity to transition his family up here. That's important to him. I think it will also give him an opportunity to transition into the position in ways that don't have the pressure of the day-to-day administration of an athletic department. These circumstances are always awkward for everybody. And I noticed in the Chronicle yesterday that the provost at John Hopkins is becoming the dean of the medical school at Stanford, I think, or Berkeley, and is doing the same thing, leaving now and won't take over till January 1. I think the worst situation is when you announce that you're leaving for another job and then you hang around for a while. That's not a good situation. So this is a way to cure those issues. And I'm, you know, Tom has indicated to me his intention to support Sean in every way, to help him with the transition, to work hard to make him a success, and I think that'll evolve and work out over the course of the next few months.
What was Jim Delaney's role? What did he say about the hire?
He actually, I did talk to him because actually he heard about it and called me. He's very, very happy with this selection. He says Sean is an extraordinarily bright athletic director, of bringing all the kinds of things that he thinks Nebraska needs.
In 5 years, will you learn his last name?
Yeah, I hope so.
Harvey, what would you say to athletic department officials who are either frustrated with the way you handled this search or frustrated with the fact that, as you just said, the internal candidates don't have the range of experience that you're looking for?
Well, you know, anytime there's a leadership change, there is a very high level of anxiety among the people that are working in that department. There's just no way to avoid that. With respect to the search, again, with the process, you know, it's not a process I would design in the abstract, but I'm hopeful that they will understand that what they aspire to is what I aspire to, and that is that we get the absolute best candidate we can to be the leader of this athletic department. And the process I followed was the process I thought was designed to do that.
When did you interview Sean?
What's that?
When did you interview Sean?
I think it's September 9th. You can check it out on the schedule. It's the Sunday after Miami played Kansas State in Manhattan.
And was the other external candidate interview done on campus or somewhere else?
No, it was done in Omaha. Don't read anything into that. I just dawned on me. Don't read anything into that. This was this was a nice, convenient airport that doesn't have the all of you guys camped out in Lincoln.
Was that after you had talked to Sean that you did the interview in Omaha?
Yes.
Harvey, with the caliber of candidate that was interested, did you get affirmation of what people think of the Nebraska job around the country?
Yeah. I think people thought it was a really good position. There are some challenges here. I think we ought to acknowledge that. The biggest challenge is, my kind of half-facetious advice to people who want administrative roles is, always follow a failure. Because then you can screw up and nobody recognizes it. And that's not the case here. It is not an easy position to be in to follow a person like Tom Osborne, who obviously has an extraordinary following and an extraordinary aura about him. And that's going to be a challenge. But I think it probably did in some ways discourage some people who are in positions that, right now they're doing fine. Anything else? Well, we've given you as much of the documents as I have. You can obviously ask me for more, but you'll discover there aren't many. Thank you all for being here.
That is the Chancellor at the University of Nebraska, Harvey Perlman, joining us here on ESPN Radio, announcing the new athletic director at the University of Nebraska, and his name is Sean Eichhorst. He resigned as Miami's athletic director within the last 24 hours. He has a 5-year contract to replace Tom Osborne. He'll arrive, according to the Chancellor, October the 9th will be his first day in Lincoln on the job. Of course, Tom Osborne will keep the job until January the 1st. For Miami, it's a blow to the department bracing for potential severe NCAA sanctions. Eichhorst's starting salary at Nebraska, just under $1 million, $973,000. That's believed to be a significant raise over his Miami deal, according to reports out of Miami, Florida. As a private school, the Hurricanes don't have to release the contract information. Eichhorst starts as a special assistant to the Chancellor October the 9th in Lincoln. Of course, before that, he had been a part of South Carolina and Wisconsin's programs, and of course, had been with the University of Miami of Florida since April of last year. Interesting note, you look at what's going on at that press conference, a lot of the voices, if you listen to Doug and Daddy or ESPN Radio, a lot of the voices were football beat writers. Very few of the questions came from non-football beat writers. And he's the athletic director, kind of a news story today. But athletic director, and there wasn't a whole lot of other sports represented there today. Also, look for this angle to be coming out. Remember that it was rumored just a little over a year ago that Bo Pelini might have talked to Eichhorst about the open football job at Miami of Florida, which was subsequently filled, and this all coming after the allegations of previous programs. So when Harvey Perlman was asked about if Bo Pelini had talked to Sean Eichhorst, he might not have talked to him recently, but he's definitely talked to him, and Perlman saying that is the second man that he talked to about Eichhorst when he came up for the interview earlier in September. So that is the latest. We'll have more from the press conference. We'll put it up for you on our podcast at ESPNSuperstation.com if you missed any of it. They will have more and actually introduce Eichhorst on Tuesday at 11 o'clock, and I'm sure we'll be able to bring part of that to you during Tuesday's Doug and Daddy show. Perlman saying they didn't intend to announce it, but there was nothing, obviously, they can do about it. That's why Eichhorst isn't here. The news came out of Florida, not out of Nebraska. He resigned as the athletic director, and that was obviously the flare that went up to all Nebraska media that, well, why do you resign at Miami
if you've only been there 18 months, well, we now know it's to come to the University of Nebraska. We'll rejoin our regular programming here in just a few minutes. You can find out more on our sister station, 1230 KHAS from the Husker Sports Network. Doug Duda, your ESPN Sports Director, is saying once again, Sean Eichhorst is now the Athletic Director at the University of Nebraska, effective January 1st, replacing Tom Osborne. He will officially be in Lincoln at a press conference on Tuesday. Chancellor Harvey Perelman making the announcement today. And again, part of his statement was, after consideration of a large number of candidates, I was impressed with Sean's credentials and experience, but more importantly, his respect for and appreciation of the tradition of the Nebraska Athletics program. He expressed from the onset his hope to draw on the experience and knowledge of Tom Osborne and the rest of the current staff in working to continue the department's success, both on and off the field. Eichhorst, for his part, said it is truly an honor and privilege to be part of one of the great universities in America and one of the strongest athletic departments in all of college sports, who has the welfare of its student-athletes at the heart of everything they do. I am humbled by both the responsibility and opportunities that lie ahead, and I hope to carry on the rich tradition of Husker excellence set by Coach Osborne and so many others. Eichhorst, a 1990 graduate of the University of Wisconsin, Whitewater, got a law degree at Marquette, and the real tie here is he was the right-hand man of Barry Alvarez for 3 years at Wisconsin. Doug Duda here with you. We will get back to the Scott Van Pelt and Russillo show in just moments after this break on ESPN Radio.